gift, so we gave us the power, so we he's showing out, that's why we. Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 13 of season 2 of the Not the Same Podcast, hosted by This One Word, Not the Same Podcast, yeah, sports show to be more clear. Hosted by This One Word, C. Mike, and That One Word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We're glad, gracious, and very, very happy to be back with y'all with another Not the Same Podcast sports show. What's up, D? Good to see you. Glad for you sliding through, man. If you are watching us right now on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or any other place, please do what you see on the screen. In a few seconds, whenever they want to do what they want to do, come on, do it. There you go. Hit the like button if you're watching us right now as well. Hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit that notification bell so you'll be notified when we are live each and every Wednesday night, each and every Thursday night, and every other Tuesday night for the Bible study.
That's what we do, man. Hey, check it out, man. We want to give a shout-out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV Famo, Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, Hip Hop Radio, and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. We want to thank all them One Words for rebroadcasting these two One Words. You hear what it is? What up, little bruh?
Yes, sir. We very, very, very much so appreciate that. If you would like to rebroadcast Not the Same Podcast, give us an email, notthesamepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll consider... We will consider allowing you to go ahead and rebroadcast. We probably wouldn't let you do it, but we just being funny. Yeah, what up to everybody in chat? What's up, Hagans? Good to see you, brother.
Mr. G, what's up, bro?
How you doing, sir? All right, man. Look, without further ado, let's go and dig into what we're going to dig into tonight.
Yeah, man, a lot to talk about. Somebody tell me what's poppin'.
All right, what is popping? Now, if you have not been around Not Same Podcast for a while, we started a new thing a few weeks ago, maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. Top three plays of the week. Well, we got a lot of great candidates. So before we even dig into what is popping, let's get into the top three, bro. Is you ready for the top three?
It's just the top playoff plays, baby. It ain't even three. We got a couple of them joints. I don't want to look at it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
We can't limit it just to three, but we got a bunch of good plays. Here we go, bro.
About four of them.
Check these things out. Here we go.
Poke away in the hands of
Give me that.
Hey, bro, he on another
Shot
level right now.
Boy. What a defensive
that whole squad,
sequence.
Man. The ref didn't give him that. I just saw that. Just lines it up. It goes. Hey, that boy was a beast last night, boy.
Shot clock is off.
This was nuts.
He took their heart right here, bro.
We're going to talk about this later, but this was nuts.
He's got it. The Knicks
nuts.
This was Kawhi level.
Shout out to Mr. G.
Same area.
Same fadeaway. Murray on the big man again. Oh, don't jump. Cash.
AD looks awesome.
AD got mobbed. Yeah, you going to take this mobbing too, boy.
Hey, they baptized that boy on the Denver Memphis.
Baptized that fool. All right, let's get back to the show, man. That was good. All right. Oh, that's just me. What in the world?
I don't know what happened, brother.
I don't know neither.
I'm over in the corner. I don't know. This is how you know we live on words.
I know what happened. Hold on. Here we go. Boom. There it is. My bad. Pushed the wrong button. All right,
it's
man.
Okay, brother.
All right, that was top three, four, five, however plays of the week.
How many plays,
crazy
man?
Plays,
playoffs, bro. crazy playoff plays, bro.
Nuts. All right, yeah, NBA man. News, man. Playoffs first round, man.
Check it out. Home teams go undefeated in game one of the NBA playoffs. First time since 2013. So what we're saying is every team that played at home in the opening round for game one, yo, everybody won their home game, which is the first time since 2013. If you want to talk about, we're going to get more into this, but honestly, man, looking at the playoffs right now, outside of Lakers, Nuggets, Knicks, 76ers, shout out to V, Mavs and Clippers.
Yeah.
The first round is boring, bro. Like, I'm not going to even lie to you. I don't want to see Pacers and Bucks. I don't want to see that. Cavs and Orlando, they boring. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? I don't want to see that. I mean, I may give the Thunder and the Pels in there also, but this first round kind of boring, man. I'm ready for the second round to kind of hit up because T-Wolves and Suns, bro, it's just like, you know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on the first round before we really get into it as far as that playoff thing go, bro?
My thoughts are similar. The Western Conference is the best to watch right now other than the Knicks and the Philly because Philly just got a win stolen from them.
Yeah, they did.
No, I ain't gonna give all my whole opinion.
They goomed them boys.
Yeah, yeah. But on the West Coast, man, and I'm interested in Oklahoma City, man, because the Pelicans should have won that game.
They should have.
Like, and this is what the Pelicans been doing all year. And I'm gonna say this right quick before we go all the way further into this. Why do teams, especially in the West, the Pelicans as well as the Suns, why they don't want to play point guards? The Pelicans get good every time Alvarado come in the game because C.J. McCollum is not a point guard. Devin Booker is not a point guard.
He's not.
Bradley Beal, look, I'm glad you from the Lou. Dog, hey, you about time to wrap it up. You looking bad out there, killer. You know what I'm saying? You're also not a point guard. You know what I'm saying?
Got
scoring guards trying to run a point guard. Just because you can dribble and you can pass don't make you a point guard.
It doesn't.
You look crazy, bro.
We'll get more into it, but in other NBA news, man, Blake Griffin, man, if y'all remember, he retires after 13 seasons.
He
played with the Clippers where he should have won a championship, but Doc was their coach. Yeah. He played with the Pistons, he played with the Celtics, and they also played with the Nets. Also in NBA news, because of the trade earlier this year, Buddy Hield became the first player in 19 years to play an 84-game season.
That boy said
Hield. My man played an 84-game. Hield got stuck in hell. I got a coworker named Hield, bro. That's why I said I didn't say Hield. So on that. And also in injury news, Giannis is still questionable for the first round.
He is.
And we'll get more into that first round on that, man. So that's all the NBA news that's going on right now. Go ahead, bro.
NFL news. The draft is tomorrow night. There it is.
I had another.
I just was joking. Go ahead, bro.
Zach Wilson
got traded or acquired to the Broncos. You know, do you think he can have a resurgence in his career?
Yes, I think so too. He's 24 years old and he's young and impressionable still as a quarterback. And Sean Payton can now mold him into what he want to be outside of Russell Wilson, who was stuck in his ways. It's just funny they traded one Wilson for another.
I low-key also think that the Jets coach is trash.
Yeah, you said that last year, man.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with him. But we'll see. You know, they got Aaron Rodgers. He'll be back off of injury reserve this year, and we'll see what happens because he'll be the coach this year.
All right.
That's it for the NFL, man. We'll talk a little bit more about the draft later. Lastly, NCAA news. Caitlin Clark, we got some news about her.
So we got Caitlin Clark and we got some Don Staley's flowers also. Caitlin Clark, listen, man, it's a historic day, man. $28 million shoe deal with Nike over 8 years, which is the largest ever for a WNBA player.
And a signature shoe. Coming in the game. She ain't played a game yet and got a signature shoe. Yes.
Sabrina Lowescu? What's her name?
Inescu.
I always mess it up. Sabrina Inescu signed a deal in 2020 for $24 million. Yep. And we see what she did because she hung with the men in that 3-point contest. I don't care what nobody say. She put up 26 points. She nice.
Yes,
and
she nice.
Caitlin Clark can elevate that. You dig what I'm saying? So Caitlin will only make $338,000 in her first 4 years as a player and about to have a $28 million deal with her shoe, man, which this kind of reminds me of LeBron.
I hate the salaries for the WNBA, but I understand that's trash.
Bad. It kind of reminded me of LeBron, though, man, because remember he signed that $100 million shoe deal before he even played an NBA game, and it was more than his rookie salary. So I get more into this on my soapbox, man, as far as that goes. Before we get out, I know we said, Don Staley, man, let me tell y'all something. Everybody was focusing on Caitlin Clark, which they should have been during this NCAA tournament because she was killing it.
Yes.
But I want to tell y'all something that happened with Don Staley that nobody talked about. It was under the radar. She became the first player turned coach to win Player of the Year in 91 and 92 and Coach of the Year 2020, 2022, 2023, and 2024. Nobody has ever done that in history to win player of the year and coach of the year and have championships, bro. So shout out to Don Staley, man, who, just making a huge impact on college basketball for the women and making it cool to be who you are out there on the floor. She's just embracing all of them. Before we slide off, bro, we got NHL news if you ain't got nothing else on Don.
I'm just going to say I agree with C. She is a GOAT. She is a GOAT. One of the GOATs inside of women's basketball, man. She putting together a great career. She already got three national championships. She went undefeated this year.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Beat the GOAT of college basketball in the last few years, which is Caitlin Clark, who deserves all the praise she gets. They won.
Yeah.
With a team with no superstar. You know what I'm saying? The big girl, Calabro, whatever her name was, the big girl, she was real, real nice, but that team was not a team for the superstars. That was just a team.
It was a team.
And it was great coaching.
And it brought great coaching, and it brought the team concept together, and we saw team basketball at the highest level during this tournament and the way Don did it. And she was classy throughout the entire time. 100%. When they was called goons and did like that. So shout out to Don Staley, man. Like I said, first player ever to get a player of the year twice and then coach of the year, and she just running it up. Also, NHL playoffs, because we got to give NHL some love. Defending champs Vegas Knights, they slid their way into the playoffs. And when I say slid, meaning they got a wild card spot. And now they lead Dallas Stars 1-0. This is what shows you when they get to the playoffs, man, it means absolutely nothing, because the Dallas Stars had was tied for one of the best records in the league, and they scored the second most points all season long, and they down 1-0 at the crib. And they play game two tonight, and the Knights been there. They defending champions. Other top teams that's dominating right now that has also dominated all season long, New York Rangers, Carolina Hurricanes, and the Florida Panthers. They all lead their series 2-0, and they also had the best record this year in the season. And that's it for the NHL playoff news for those NHL lovers out there.
One correction for the NCAA women's, the girl I was speaking about, help me out, Camila Cardoso, that was her name. She didn't say her last name, but they helped me remember Cardoso. And one thing, too, I want to put up with Mr. G said, about Haney got rocked in that. He's not big on boxing, but the Haney fight, Haney got whooped.
Hey.
Night night.
This is what happens. And what up, C? We shall see out on the show. I heard you say what's up, sis. But I know we always shout them out, MTMV famo. So you know, gotta show the love. And like Tank Davis said, this is what happened when you fight somebody your size. You dig what I mean? He finally went up against somebody's size. My man threw them hands and put him right on his behind. Hey, he got he knocked him down one time and he didn't know where he was at. Like, almost said this one word, knock me down, cuz. Yeah. So,
I mean, he could have canceled it. Dude came in overweight. You know what I'm saying?
But he didn't want to.
He took that thing on his chin. All right, man, let's get into the soapbox segment.
Soapbox.
All right, this is our soapbox segment where me and Rob go back and forth for 2 minutes on whatever's on our mind. Rob normally talks about sports. I normally talk about just life, period. As tradition, we have a timer look like this. When it's over, we have a buzzer that sounds like this right here. As tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yo, so me and C was a part of this post, if you will, and we saw some comments on this post, and we really didn't have nothing to, no, it ain't no really, we didn't have nothing to do with the post. But we saw a comment on there that said, black media is turning this Caitlin Clark thing into a racial thing. Look, one word, some of it is just that, it's racial. You dig what I'm saying? And this is why we say promote the game of basketball and study putting it out there as Caitlin versus LSU / Reese or Caitlin versus South Carolina / Don Staley. It brought a negative look to the game at times. You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Staley for acknowledging and recognizing the impact Caitlin had on the college game and the impact she's about to have in the WNBA. You got that's class at its best right there. You hear what I'm saying? From a $28 million shoe deal to her games being sold out throughout the WNBA season already, you can barely get a Caitlin Clark's game. You know what that is, folks? the GOAT of this time in basketball. It's called the LeBron effect. You know what I'm saying? Game sold out, shoe deal worth more than a rookie contract. This is what the modern day LeBron effect looks like for the WNBA. And this is something special that we're seeing for the WNBA. And I hope the media, be it black or white, don't mess this up for this league to finally expand and go to heights that they so greatly deserve, because they have a great package that's out there. You dig what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the game itself. Teams, listen, it's time to put some respect on this league. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you're about to see record viewership this year, not just because of Caitlin, but because across the board of what we can look at. My point is this. This rookie class led by Caitlin Clark, number one pick, rightfully so, is at a turning point for the WNBA. And I think it's time for the league and its promoters to think beyond what they've been doing so far. So media, instead of turning this into black versus white or whatever the case may be, for all them one words that tried to come for me and my boy on a post we had nothing to do with, I digress. My point is this on my soapbox. Let the game be what the game is and enjoy it for what it is. It's a great product. And the WNBA, I think, is going to do something special this season. That's my soapbox.
Well, not to be redundant or boring, but that's the same subject I'm going to talk about. And I'm not going to stand back on it because I just think it needs to be said. Listen, Caitlin Clark had an unprecedented shoe deal for a lady entering the WNBA, $28 million, 8-year deal. Right? With a signature shoe coming out the gate. Let me say this. For all of us that's mad that Asia Wilson don't have a shoe, let's be real. Get your white, black eyes off and think a basketball player. Right? One girl is coming in the WNBA that broke almost every record in college basketball, including men's records. And another girl is a big woman. Or in the league, big man. When you buy basketball shoes, what big man shoes do you buy? I wait. Who bought Shaq shoes? Nobody. Who bought Duncan shoes? Nobody. Nobody buys big man shoes. LeBron, everybody call him the GOAT. How well does his shoes do? Because he's kind of a big man, right? But how well did Kyrie's shoes do? Killing it. Look at Ja. Killing it. Look at even Anthony Edwards right now, Adidas. He got me wanting to get some Adidas. Killing it, because guards and wings sell shoes. That's really what it comes down to. It's a lot more than just black or white. Maybe the girl is just good. Did we ever think about that? You know what I'm saying? It's not that she's fair-skinned. Yes, that's part of it, and we're not stupid. It is part of it. But beyond that, she's not coming in like a trash girl that's getting elevated just because she's fair-skinned. She's coming getting elevated because she's good. Very, very good. Listen, she lost to South Carolina. She still dropped 30-something points. Remember that. You feel me? And it would have been different if she got out there and scored 8 points. Then we'd be like, well, nah, she ain't that good, because when she played against real talent, she bad back. Remember last year when we was talking about when she went against LSU and all that athletic talent? She still dropped them points because little mama is good, period. Look, man, we got to get beyond just black or white. I know we live in that world, but if it's real hooping, hoopers know. Hoopers.
That's the problem.
Because a lot of people ain't hoopers.
Come in, ain't hoopers. So
you
they
ain't hoopers.
Better.
You're football fans. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with football. But when you talk about basketball, actually watch basketball. All right, let's get into the Bay Feud. This is how the Bay Feud say when me and Rob go back and forth.
I outtakes one day, bro.
Yeah, one day.
We're going to make a lot of people mad.
This is how soapbox say when me and Rob go back and forth on particular subjects. And for 5 minutes, and we're going to get started on the first subject, man, because I don't even know what my whole little tagline is. It don't matter because we just laughing about the outtakes. But where is the clock at, brother? This is hilarious. All right.
Boy, lost.
Totally. All right, let's get it started. First subject. For tonight in the NBA, which blown lead was worse on Monday night's NBA games? And the games we're talking about is the New York Knicks versus the Philadelphia 76ers or the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets. Which blown lead was worse on Monday night's NBA games? Mr. Davis, which one was worse for you, bro?
I'm going to have to go with the Lakers. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason I have to go with the Lakers is because LeBron and AD have been balling, bro. Like, I'm talking about game one and two. Game one, they balled out and they were like, we need somebody else to come in and we need somebody else to step up. And it was Reeves or what? And so D'Lo stepped up in game two.
Yes, he did.
D'Lo had 23. Yeah, he had 23. Yeah. Reeves didn't really get into the double figures, but they played a complete game only to see AD laying on the side, like, looking defeated. And yes, they had just lost the game, but defeat looked in his eyes. I don't worry about LeBron. LeBron ain't going to quit.
No, you know what I mean? He built different.
Those days when he used to take his jersey off and go pout is over. LeBron is trying to prove a point. So I think the Lakers game with Denver doing that, I think that hurt more than the Philly-Knicks game.
I'm going to say this not to be boring, but I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with you. I think it was the Lakers, and I think it was totally the Lakers. Marcus, what's up, my boy? Good to see you. I think it was totally the Lakers, and here's why. The Lakers have not beaten them in 10 games, regular season games. You know when the ring ceremony was for the Denver Nuggets? They played the Lakers. And they Lakers had to sit down, watch them get their rings, and then take another L. You know when LeBron scored out on points, whatever the last record he did, when they stopped the game. They stopped the game, and then you know when they started back the game, they took another L again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They constantly lose it to this team, and they had them beat. It is terrible. Now, I know in the NBA, a 20-point lead means nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
What happened was in that game, they went away from what was working. They went away from ball movement. Remember, that was the best D'Lo game he had two playoffs.
Yeah.
So you had your role players playing well that night because you can always count on AD and LeBron to do work. Now, that sometimes it's better than others, but they always going to give you at least about 25. You know what I'm saying? But when you got your other boy on coming along, which is, I forgot his name that quick.
The guard. AD?
Nah, the guard. They hit D'Lo? 7-3. Yeah, D'Lo. Dropping 7-3s, you got all that. And to give up that lead, it's terrible because that's the best they ain't played, and they give it up. Now, if they tough-minded, like I think LeBron is. I know LeBron is. He's been through it. But as like you said with AD, they beat, man. Because I don't care what you say. You just got to – you had the dudes, the whole team mob you because you got dropped off. You walked out of the post-game conference because they asked you about the game. They said, what happened on the shot? Go through. He hit a shot and walked out like a big baby. Nah, dog. But on the other hand, with the Philadelphia 76ers, they gave that game away. They had them beat. Philadelphia is not that much worse than New York. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. No. They lost because of dumb stuff. It had nothing to do with no timeout. He had nothing to do with any of the other stuff, or no call or whatever. Maxie, you get the ball, you ball up. That's you. That's on you, my guy. That's on you. How about this? Get a rebound.
Box out.
Harkenstein came from the three-point line.
Yeah, and got that ball. Rebound.
What happened to what's my light-skinned dude that played for them they always be mad about?
Tobias Harris.
Standing right there. Right there.
Yeah.
And didn't get the rebound. Hold on. DiVincenzo had two shots to win the game. How does that happen?
Yeah.
That's on y'all, dog. Don't blame the refs. Ain't got nothing to do with the refs. Stop all that cussing. Nah, take the L like a man. Take the L like a man. You lost that joint, dog. Go ahead, bro.
And then on top of that, Joel Embiid is hurt. When Joel threw that ball off the backboard and dunked it and came down on that knee, I said, they should have did him like the Bucks doing Giannis right now. The Bucks are hoping, and we ain't on that series yet, and this is going to go over, so forget the timer, folks. The Bucks are hoping that if this series stretch out, that Giannis can come back toward the end. Mm-hmm. But with this one, Embiid need to sit game three, in my opinion, bro. Because he's not. If I'm going over to that series, if I'm the Knicks, run at that one word. We taking it to his head. We run and gun. Thibodeau, look, man, run them boys so they can't breathe. They gonna have asthma pumps and breathing machines on the sideline. If I was Thibodeau, because. Yeah. And B, let Maxie run up and down the court. Let his hair fly through the wind. Let him do what he gonna do. Stop Embiid, and y'all'll be good.
I fully agree with what Mr. G just said. Lowry, 17 years in the league, call timeout. Yes, Nick Nurse shouldn't have to call that timeout. Lowry, you are a vet. Why did you throw it to Maxie over there? Triple team. You know what I'm saying? It's at the end of the game. This is what we always complain about. Why don't the refs let the teams play it out?
Yeah, now they did.
And then when it happened, now you're mad. You know what I'm saying? Even LeBron was crying about that. I saw what happened with Philly. Man, stop all this crying, dog. You know what I'm saying? Call timeout.
They have it both ways.
They showed a replay. Nick Nurse saying, "Man, I said the timeout. I said timeout. That man didn't say timeout. Well, I guess I got to run in front of him. What a Spo do? Spo run on the court.
Hey, dang near tackle you.
My coach do it. He'll say timeout, walk in the middle of the game. That's what they do.
That's what you're
supposed to do. A good coach know to do that, man. Yeah. I also agree with something else Mr. G said. He said, I say this. I still think Philadelphia have a chance, even if Embiid don't play, because of this right here. Brunson has been trash. Matter of fact, lack of better words, Brunson been cheeks out there, dog. He been pure D trash, dog. Like, think about it. He hit the big shot, but think about his production has not been nothing like the regular season. So if you shut down a superstar, and when they go home, what happens on home court? Role players play better. You feel what I'm saying? Batum that was looking all good against when they put out was the Heat when he hit all those shots.
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm sorry, bro, but yeah, my bad. Hey, at least y'all was there. Y'all still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like he was at home. That's what I'm saying. Like role players play better at home. Maxie been handling his business.
Yep.
Look, big shout out to Embiid. You are hurt, dog. This dude barely walking and still getting like 30. That's how cold that dude is. He ridiculous.
He ain't even jumping.
He ain't jumping. Like, he ain't jumping for blocks or nothing. That man just doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And barely getting down the court and still dropping 30 on these boys.
And that's why I think when Brunson does spark, because we didn't see Brunson do this through the season. He's not getting ready to have a terrible season series. That's why I feel like game three, Brunson going to step up. Because right now, Josh Hart playing out his mind, bro. We did not see this coming. And they playing a collector playing team basketball. How we talked about South Carolina all year long play team basketball. That's what the Knicks are doing. Next man up. Because guess what? If that was a different coach, they would have been trying to get that ball to Brunson. Devin Vincenzo, I can't never pronounce that boy's last name. Yeah, him too. That boy wouldn't have got two shots.
Right.
They would have been trying to get it to Brunson or Hart, but no. Yeah. And then he had the stones to shoot that thing, and they ended up winning game two.
All right, man, moving right along. But we both agree the Lakers, it was worse for the Lakers, man.
Yeah,
worse for the Lakers. All right, next subject. NFL draft is tomorrow. Which projected quarterback pick will have a better rookie season? Which projected quarterback pick will have a better rookie season? Mr. Davis.
And breaking this down, man, who going to block for Caleb Williams if he go to Chicago?
He's going to Chicago.
Jake Daniels, Commanders was 24th in total offense. Mm-hmm. And then my man Drake May, he got the new coach, tough division with Miami and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all said and done, I'm going to have to go with Caleb Williams because nobody else got any weapons, bro. Like, there's nothing – you 24th in total offense with the Commanders, and then you get a new rookie quarterback in there. At least with Caleb Williams, he got something. He may I'm thinking, because Drake May can hang it up. You're not doing nothing in the AFC North.
No.
You behind the Jets, Dolphins – I mean East. You behind the Jets, Dolphins, and the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drake May, may not play this year. They might use the other dude.
Okay, I'm going to come out of left field, man. Now, I think Caleb Williams will be good. Chicago has been doing a few things to make it better, but I don't, you know, D, I know our sis is a big Chicago fan. I think she would agree with us. I never trust a front office. I ain't trust a front office since the Fridge was there. That's been a long time. Long, long time. They ain't had a real quarterback in a long, long, long time. Now, Caleb Williams have all the talent. He's big. And he's very accurate and all that, but I'm not sure. I'm going to come out of left field, man. What if J.J. McCarthy, who was the quarterback for Michigan under Harbaugh last year, now he didn't show a whole lot passing, but you know what we know he is? A winner.
He's a winner.
What if he end up with the Minnesota Vikings?
If that trade go through, it's a projected trade.
Yes, if he end up with the Minnesota Vikings, that's what I would think. Now, I think Jaden Daniels, the guy from LSU, may be a little bit more talented. But I'm thinking about somebody actually going to a decent team. You know what I'm saying? Because Chicago has not been decent for a very long, long time.
No.
But Minnesota has been. So, you know, once they got rid of old boy. So that's who I would pick, man, even though I don't think he'll be the best. I'm just saying situation, because I think part of the Houston quarterback being so good last year was situation. They had a good team around him. Yeah. That's why I don't think the other quarterbacks wasn't that good this year, because, I mean, listen, dog, the Carolina Panthers was trash. That poor quarterback was getting beat to smithereens out there.
He was.
You know what
he
I'm saying? Then the other dude from Indianapolis, who was playing good, he got hurt, and we thought he was such a great athletic guy. All right, go ahead, bro.
I'm looking at Hagan saying Jay Cutler was their best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah, don't trust their front office. 100%, dog.
Nah, McMahon was better than Cutler. But, Dan, that's going back a little ways. But, no, your point with the Minnesota situation, it is a perfect situation. You don't have to deal with elements. You dig what I'm saying? As far as your home games, what is that, NFC North? So you got Green Bay, who's still trying to get love under or they still trying to get their situation together.
Good for the future, but they're still trying to get together.
I don't know, man. You might have a point. That's if Minnesota can pull off that trade. Because that's the only reason I didn't mention him, because I know these three guys is guaranteed to go to the teams that they're going to. So we'll see. Right now, Caleb Williams, and I just feel like they're going to treat Caleb the same way they did your boy. They just bounced up out of there, and Justin Fields, like, they act like it was Fields' fault. It wasn't Fields' fault. We don't have no – my man didn't get a chance to sit back there and go through his progressions. He couldn't do nothing. And then when he showed signs of greatness, y'all didn't try to get him nothing at the trade deadline. So I don't know what they're going to do for Caleb. And can Caleb handle going to that cold weather, bro?
He been out there in USC.
Different coming off – that win hit coming different off coming river. Off Lake, with, Lake Michigan. Into that stadium. This ain't Sunshine State, my boy.
And listen, you know, no hate to him, man, but, you know, hey, I got question his toughness, man. My man painted his nails. So, no hate. You know what I'm saying? But you got to deal with the bitter cold. You got to deal with some real, real stuff, man. And I just want to see. But I think talent-wise, his talent is elite. But we got to see. This is also the man that cried after losing the game. And I ain't got nothing against man crying. Because, you know, if you care that much, you'll cry. A lot of people cry when they lose.
I've cried losing
the game before, so I ain't going
to
give that as a demerit. You know what I'm saying? But we just got to see, man, because NFL football is very different than college, man. Very, very different. It takes a whole lot for you to be good. But if you're in the right situation, you can be good. So, yeah.
They also comparing this man, Caleb Williams, they putting a lot on this man back, comparing it to Mahomes, the prime Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers. That's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie quarterback coming from Cali to play in Chicago. Chicago weather different, bro.
100% different.
It is different. Look, one word. We from St. Louis, and going up to Chicago in the wintertime, we buy coats for coats. When you go to Chicago, and D knows she from up there.
Yeah. All right, man. Next subject. I'm laughing at Hagan's talking about painting his nail fire red. Maybe he'll stay warm. Maybe they'll stay warm. All right. NBA first round playoff breakdowns. All right. We already kind of did the Lakers, and we already kind of did Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Let's go Pelicans and Oklahoma City, man. What you think about that, bro?
Honestly, I'm still trying to gauge this series.
Okay.
Because, like you said, they won't play their point guards. They have a guy by the name of Daniels, and then they have the little Puerto Rican dude that be stealing the ball all the time. You just said his name, and I can't even think of it right now. Alvarado. So they got point guards they won't play, and they keep putting it in the hands of C.J. McCollum. And McCollum sometimes, I think, get the Dame Lillard effect. And what I mean by that is, it's my time to be Dame. And I don't know where the heck my man Ingram has disappeared to. So I'm still trying to gauge this one. If Zion comes back, I believe the Pels can beat the OKC Thunder is not showing me nothing right now. You know, they look good all season long, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think is Zion out? I don't know if he's totally out yet, Mr. G, because he may come back. I think he's more day-to-day. Yep. He had a hamstring, and I don't trust hamstrings, but, you know, he may try it anyway. But I'll say this, man. I'm not sure about the Thunder. They can't deal with size. Nope. Right? Listen, man, what's big boy name down there? Whatever. The big man was beasting the little rookie, man. Beasting him. He's not big enough. Valanciunas was beasting him. He's looking like old school Valanciunas. He looking like Toronto Valanciunas. You know what I'm saying? Could do nothing with him. And if they actually played a point guard, I think they'd win that game. Like, they had a chance. CJ McCollum missed a three. They could have won that game. And that's the number one seed in the West. Who's looking better than them right now? To me, Denver and Minnesota. They're looking like top-seeded teams. Oklahoma's not looking top-seeded to me. I'm sorry, man. Like, I love SGA. He is awesome. I like their team. Jalen Williams is awesome. Chet is very, very good, but they're young, and you have to go through this. Look, SGA has been in the playoffs. I think he ain't had three playoff series before. The rest of them dudes ain't been in the playoffs for real. It's only SGA and Dort because they was there when Chris Paul took them to the playoffs. Yep. All the rest of them dudes ain't never been to the playoffs before. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a very, very good team. But the Pelicans got something for them. I think they can win without Zion. I honestly believe they can upset them. I definitely believe they can upset them. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm with that. Next series, we can go ahead. Clips and Mavs, what's your thoughts?
I got Mavs. And here's why. Luka different. I know what happened the first game. It looked crazy. But I don't think Harden is built for that. Yeah, you can do that one game. But you going to trust Harden? Nah, dog. You can't trust Harden. You can't trust. I trust Luka, though. I'm sorry, dog. I trust Luka. And Kyrie, he in a safe place. He in peace. He got peace in his mind. So he may, you know what I'm saying? He in a peaceful place right now.
You all in my notes, bro. I got this one going seven games, and I got Dallas coming out because, like you said, until I see Harden show up, I can't trust him. And I'm looking at, then you got to look at Playoff P and Westbrook to step up. And Playoff P ain't really he's been playoff pitiful in the last couple. That's what the P stand for. I can't say the other word; we get canceled. But you dig what I'm saying? The X factor for this series, though, is Kyrie. That is your X factor. He's a champion. Mm-hmm. He has championship pedigree in him.
Yes,
and I got the Mavs winning this one, man. I'd say the series goes seven, but if it goes six, it's going to the Mavs in six or seven, in my opinion.
And I also think a big flaw for the Clippers is that Kawhi is hurt. Like, he's always hurt. You know what I'm saying? He came back. He did not look good last night.
He didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
He out of rhythm.
They would have been better if they would have sat him. Honestly. Yeah. I think it would have been better. You know what I'm saying? All right, next subject. Series, who we got?
Wolves and Suns, what you got?
Wolves, easy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not even close.
No doubt.
Easy, they punking them. One, they got no point guard. We was talking about that earlier. Mike Conley looking like Memphis Mike Conley right now. Oh, looking real, real good.
You know
what I'm saying? He's running that team. Anthony Edwards, superstar right now. Superstar mode.
He different, bro.
And he's doing it in the playoffs. Remember, look, he was beasting KD, talking crazy to him, calling him all out his name. Then later, hey, he's my favorite player, but this time of the game, I'm finna bust his so-and-so. And he did.
Yeah, no doubt.
More than one game. Now, he didn't have a great game the next second game. They still won. He passed the ball. He got in his groove a little bit at the end, man. But, man, that team is dangerous, bro.
Yeah, you know, Rudy they Gobert keep it together. Defensive player of the year.
Cat in the perfect position. Role player. Cat is not a one.
He's not.
It's perfect. Perfect for him, man. So, yeah, I got them. I don't think Phoenix has a chance. And they have no leadership. None, man.
Nah, like, they don't, unfortunately.
KD is great. He's not a leader. And they need a leader. I thought Devin Booker could be one. And maybe Devin Booker respects KD too much to be like, hey, dog, you playing like bleepity bleep. But I thought Devin Booker kind of had it in him, man. But KD probably the wrong party, and they should never get Bill. Salute to STL.
Yeah.
He's not Bill, a fit
Bill
for that
is not
team.
A good fit for that squad. They was looking at star power and scoring, and they wasn't looking at chemistry. Bucks, Indiana, bro.
Series tied 1-1. Dame got off the first game. I think that was a frustration game because he felt like Halliburton showed him up. Halliburton have not looked right, really, the whole series. I think he's still injured. I think he came back just try to get on the All-NBA team so he can get more money. But
yeah, that's that money deal.
I don't know, man. I'm saying Indiana. Indiana played defense last night. That's their biggest flaw. They don't play defense. If they're playing defense, that's different. That's different, dog.
Yeah.
Now, if they normal Indiana just try to outscore you, I ain't think they had no hope. But they playing defense. And the Bucks are very unathletic. You know what I'm saying? My team beat them twice with no Ja. No Bane and just Jaren Jackson Jr. I like Jaren, but he ain't no superstar. Far from it. And a bunch of G League players. They are very unathletic. Yeah, literally. And that team ain't going nowhere without Giannis coming back. And I don't think Giannis coming back. Go ahead, bro. What you think?
So the X factor is Siakam. Siakam had 37 points last night. And he finally looked like he looked it. He finally looked like the
Say it like Toronto. You mean it, boy. Look himself.
He finally looked like the Toronto Siakam that we saw when he played up there in Toronto for all them years. And he was doing more than just his famous spin cycle. But I got Indiana in 7 games, believe it or not. Even if Giannis come back, I got Indiana in 7 games. Yeah. Cavs magic, bro.
The most boring ever. I can't watch more than 5 minutes of this series. Cavs going to win it just because I think they have a little bit more talent. I think Orlando is on the rise. I think Suggs, their point guard, just got hurt.
He got hurt so last night.
That don't help at all. I think next year, Orlando going to be something to deal with, especially they get a good trade in. But – no, Cavs a little too good for them. That's all I got to say. I don't want to watch this, though. Please get me to the next series. Yeah. Please.
I'll be night-night. Boston versus Miami, bro, the last one of the last series. Because we already talked about the other series. If you just tuning in, we talked about it a little bit already. That's why you don't hear us saying Lakers and Nuggets and all of that.
Yes.
Boston versus Miami.
I'm sorry, bro, Boston.
Okay.
Y'all don't have Jimmy. That's the problem. You know, You got a motivated Boston, and they got all their players, and y'all missing a key player, your engine, and that's mainly the reason why. If y'all was healthy, it'll be different, though.
Okay. I'm not sold that's on Boston. Thought. I'm not sold on Boston to sweep us 4-0. And I don't see them being in that three-point form. They came out on fire in game this one. They couldn't miss a three-pointer. They are not getting ready to hit threes like that for the rest of this series. Mm-hmm. Listen, even with no Butler, I got my Heat taking them 5-6 games. With no Butler, because I'm not sold on – I want to see Boston have to step it up if Miami go on a run like that, because Boston have been known to blow 30-point leads. They broke a record this year. They blew a 30-point lead, bro. I'm not – Spoelstra is proven.
Yeah.
And this Heat unit, they're proven. Now they get ready to get some time. I ain't saying we're going to win the series. We're not getting swept. So,
okay,
ain't that delusional?
We talked about this earlier, but we'll just say who gonna win the series: Lakers, Denver. Who you got?
I got Denver just in a clean sweep.
Yeah, Denver sweep. Broomstick.
Get the brooms out.
That was the closest they're gonna ever get, and I think they took their soul that night.
Yeah,
the other night. Yeah. 76ers, Knicks. Who you got?
I got Knicks in 6.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Knicks too. And the only reason, if Embiid was healthy, Knicks wouldn't be.
No haps.
But Embiid, even hurt, is still dropping 30-something, but he's too hurt. Like, I think eventually he's going to end up just having to sit down. He ain't going to have no choice. And I kind of feel sorry for Embiid. He's never healthy in the postseason. Never. Never. Even since Kawhi dropped him off back in the day. Never healthy in the postseason. He's always hurt. And, you know, I fear that his career going to be ending soon because he's just injury prone, man.
He's
a great player, though.
He's like Kawhi. I mean, that boy started to trust the process because he kept getting hurt. He had to trust the process. Shoot.
He had to.
Telling himself that.
All right, next subject, man. Was Allen Iverson's statue in Philadelphia disrespectful? And I have a picture for that. Let me see. There we go. Was Allen Iverson's statue in Philadelphia disrespectful? Mr. Davis.
So, at first glance, yes, it was very disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But the 76ers don't own Comcast Center. I just found this out. They don't own the Comcast Center. It belongs to Comcast and the Philadelphia Flyers. So the 76ers are leasing their time until they can get their own stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, what you see, I'm glad you still have this picture up. If you look to the left of Allen Iverson, there's another tiny statue right on the other side of Allen Iverson, and that's the practice facility. So I thought they were being funny because the media didn't do a good job at explaining this.
Not at all.
And I thought they was being funny with him being in front of the practice facility. We talking practice. You know, y'all all remember that famous line. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Legends Row, going into practice. So it's pictures of Charles Barkley on there. Mm-hmm. All the greats from Philadelphia have a small statue like this going into the practice facility. But that's not how mainstream media presented this story.
They did not paint it like that.
Yeah.
Right. You had to dig. I want to shout out one of the co-hosts for the 494, my brother Wildress.
Yeah.
Wildress, who is a Philadelphia fan. He's a big fan. I saw this on social media, And this is how I found out that that's not, it's really like this. See, yeah. There's a whole row of small statues because like Rob was just saying, that's what it is. So no, it was not disrespectful at all. It's actually respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's on the road, is in a great spot. But like Rob said, the media did not paint that in the right way. They kind of painted it in a way like, man, this is disrespectful, whatever. Because you know what? Sometimes the media don't do their homework neither. Obviously.
We found that out.
Salute to Wildress. Salute to Wildress. Yes, yes. But big salute to our brother Wildress, co-host of the 494, for putting that on social media. And I saw that. Yeah, I said, oh, because I almost fell for it too. Still, until a little bit of research, he can say that still look like a little Bow Wow on Mike, though.
Oh, little Mike, like Mike, yeah. You silly.
But you know, Iverson was a diminutive point guard. He's 6'1" on paper, but real life probably like 5'11". You know what I mean?
Yeah, he our height.
Our height. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he our height. The point for this one is it's not disrespectful, man. They did it. They actually show, like you said, mad respect to him. And there's only, if I'm not mistaken, there's only 3 life size statues in front of NBA buildings right now: Shaq and Kobe and Michael Jordan. I think those are the only 3 life-size statues in front of a stadium. United Center with Jordan, Shaq and Kobe, of course, in front of what is it called now?
Crypto
Stadium. Yep. So there's not a lot of life-size statues, and I am almost positive the moment the Philadelphia 76ers get their own building where they're not leasing it from the hockey team. If you've ever been to Philadelphia, all of these stadiums are in one parking lot. You have the Eagles Stadium, you have the Philly Stadium, and you have Comcast Arena.
The Flyers.
All in the same, for the Philadelphia Flyers, all in the same area. And Philly's trying to get, the 76ers that is, are trying to get their own stadium. Once they get that, if they don't give him a statue then, my question would be, is that a disservice? Because he didn't bring a championship to the city. You dig what I'm saying? Like, just think about that. Is that really a disservice if he don't get a life-size statue? Because, I mean, you don't give life-size for making playoffs. Right. Playoffs?
I'm laughing what Mr. G said, though. You know, he didn't say it like this, but I took it like this. I mean, Rocky got a statue out there. I mean, Rocky was a movie. And then he can say Rocky don't count.
Rocky don't count, but I don't know. I don't know.
It was an iconic movie, though.
It was an iconic movie.
It put Philly on the map.
Yeah, it really did. It put them steps on the map, and now you're there, and everybody go visit the Rocky State, the statue you did.
100%. All right, last one for tonight, man. Last subject that we're going to talk about. No, that was the last subject.
That was the last subject, bro. We on that one word of the day.
Let's get on one word of the day, man, and then we're going to get on up out to chair, out of here. Here we go. This one word. No. Of the day. The one word of the day are the Jokic brothers. Why do we say the Jokic brothers? Because they get to do stuff that we can't do, and nobody make a big deal about it. But, you know, we ain't no race baiters.
Nah,
but I'm just going to show y'all the video, but it is true. Here we go. So if you didn't see it, he punched the fan. The guy was still talking. Here you go again. Look at the man in the bottom left. Baka. Caught him, one of them. You know what I'm saying? Binked him in the head.
He took it now.
Hey, salute to him. He took it like a G. He took it like a G. But, yeah, that one word got popped. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
The one word of the day are the Jokic brothers. Now, a couple of years ago, Rob is a Heat fan. Markieff Morris found out. He, as they say, you know, in the streets, you bleep around and find out.
He
found out. And that boy ain't been right ever since. Nikola Jokic gave him that business. You know what I'm saying? And they
broke
do not play, dog. Yeah, broke back mountain, that dude. You know what I'm saying? Made him like Michael Porter Jr.
He's going to be like my teammate. Because that boy's soul about it. It looked like, what was that joint? Dr. Strange put the Hulk soul up out of him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, put his soul. Hit that boy on his forehead, his soul left his body. Put him in an astral plane.
Yeah, that's exactly what Jokic did a couple of years ago. And what that fan just found out is what the Miami Heat knew.
Yeah.
Nah, these guys different. Even Butler time, like we're going to chill out. Because they had front row seats the next time Denver played the Heat.
Let somebody pull up.
Waiting,
pull up, you want to.
Like, only thing y'all gonna do is just send me back to my country. We ain't worried about that.
Right.
So, Jokic brothers, man. And it just for standing on business for whatever it was about, bro.
Mr. G said, have you been to Serbia? Then he said, man, they don't play. I have not, but I have heard. And I see that. Then Hagan say they need to be banned from games, and then Miss G say try to ban them Hagans to see what happened.
Yeah,
they ain't gonna get banned.
They ain't gonna get banned.
You know, y'all know I'm a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies. Had a similar situation. Ja has a friend called Devontae Peck, his best friend. You know what I'm saying? He got into it with the Indiana Pacers. You know, and started talking a little gun talk. Got to fighting with somebody. He got banned for a whole year. You know, I ain't mad though, cause of all the one words, Jokic is the biggest one. And I ain't got no problem. I don't want no problem. Don't find this on in there. We love you, Jokic. I don't want no problem.
Yeah, they ain't gonna, it's gonna be totally different. I'm gonna let you know that it ain't gonna turn out that way. Cause you know, Indiana started yelling that boy was waving guns, and then all of a sudden they went through a whole gun thing with Ja and his people.
Well,
so
well, I mean,
it's gonna be a little different.
And I got to be unbiased. That one word was waving gun. So, you know, he lost 25 games for it. So it probably wasn't allegedly. It probably was literally.
Yeah. 25 and a couple of mil. But that's the one word of the day, man. Shout out to them brothers, bro. They do not play games. They throw hands. They take up for their brother. And they his biggest fan. And this is not a bad one word of the day for me. I don't know what that fan said. But when people get drunk, they start talking reckless and he got banked.
I will say this, though. As for fans, when you see somebody, like, Jokic is not the only big brother. His brothers are tall just like him, right? Why would you think being a 5'11", 6-foot man like me and my brother, right? That's our height range. Why are we going to be talking crazy to a 6'8 dude? Swole from Serbia. Now, I know you want to stand on yours or whatever. And Jokic's brother didn't put all his effort in that punch, obviously, because that dude was still standing. He kind of held his punch a little bit. Leave people alone, bro. Like, for real. Leave people alone. Just fans. Leave family alone. You know, unless they really, really disrespecting you. You know, then, but count the cost. Because
this is what I'll say. The one word of the day part is they stood on business. The part that I do want to see is, because it's under investigation, I do want to see some type of fine or something going on. Let me put that out there. The one word of the day part is the fact that he banked my mans for talking noise. And it was a one word move. You dig what I'm saying? That's why he reached out and touched him. NBA, y'all done already set a precedent. You're going to have to keep the precedent and set the standard. Jokic to not. So we'll wait and see what they talking about. Oh yeah, no doubt. He said, I'm suing him for the goat farm. No, it's the horse farm.
Yeah, he love them horses.
I want all the horses.
Side note, man. The glow up for Jokic is cool. You seen the commercial about the Despicable Me? That's a hilarious commercial they did with him. So you know the Despicable Me, you know, they got the little yellow dudes, the minions. And they leader is named Gru. And everybody say he kind of look like him. So in the commercial, he's like sitting in there with the a therapist, right? And he's like, yeah, man, you know, they call me Gru. You know, I put this real nice suit on, they call me Gru. And they was like, well, do you not like that? Does that bother you? He said, no, it don't bother me. Then why did you bring it up? He said, because they won't leave me alone. He opened the window, all the minions, they're like, because they think it's the dude. It's a Jokic commercial. He leveled up on these commercials. Look it up, bro. It's a good commercial. So big salute to Jokic, man. He's a good ambassador for the NBA, and he's awesome, man. Right now, he's one of the best players. Matter of fact, he's probably the best player.
The best player. He MVP
let's keep it
again,
one,
bro.
Let's keep it 1,000.
Yeah. He MVP again. Come on now. Triple
ain't
doubles.
Even close. Yeah, no. Ain't even close.
Yo, man, have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast. How can I help support them? How can it be a blessing to them? Look, we say this every shot. Before we talk about hit the like, subscribe, and notification button, y'all supporters getting into these comments and letting us know y'all here. That makes it, we may not have thousands and thousands of views, but what we do have is interaction, and we appreciate that because that get us going. Both of us one words get up super, super early, hecka early, as they say in St. Louis. We get up hecka early in the morning, 2 o'clock for me, both of my bro. Like, bro, we be tired when this joint come on, you dig?
1,000%
Those comments really help us get going, man. It's, you know, and we just doing what we love to do. So we appreciate that. But also, be sure to hit that like, subscribe, and notification button like you see right here on the screen. That way you know whenever we go live. If you haven't hit the like button tonight, go ahead and hit the like button now. If this is your first time joining us, this is just what we do. Me and my bro chop it up. If you got some comments, we'll stand on your comments, see what you got to say. Your first time sliding through, we appreciate it. We here every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. If you hit that notification button, you can catch us every Wednesday and Thursday right here on YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram after we go live, because for some reason it don't work right live. And every Tuesday we do a Bible study, man. So slide through and see what your boy is talking about.
Before we go, I want to give a big salute to all the new subscribers, man. We've had a great uptick in the subscribers, man. And hey, if you're a new one, salute to you, man. We appreciate you. I know you may not be commenting, man, but we see you. We see you, dog, and we appreciate you, man. But since you're here, you know what I'm saying? Shimmy that stemming. No, I'm kidding. But if you're here, if you want to support something that's righteous and holy and also fun and sports and, you know, just some goofy guys, and you want to see this keep going, man, hey, consider praying for us as well as consider donating to the Not the Same podcast, man. This is ran by us and your donations. Really, y'all keep the lights on. We ain't begging, but we appreciate y'all. Put it that way, man. Yeah, the donations and the support of Not the Same podcast keeps us going, man. And we just thank everyone for being a part, man. With that being said, we'll be back tomorrow with another Music and Faith show where we'll have a special guest, our sis, big homie we've been friends with for a long, long time. This is our family, Miss Tarcia Renee. Make sure you tune in, especially if you are involved in the music business. It's going to be some real nuggets dropped tomorrow, and you make sure you're ready for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And with that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
And we is out of here, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow.